BBC News with Marion Marshall. Italy's highest court has upheld the 16-year jail sentence imposed on the cruise ship captain Francesco Schettino. The decision puts Schettino behind bars more than 5 years after he steered the Costa Concordia onto rocks off the Italian island of Giglio. 32 people on board died when the ship capsized. Cyber attacks have been reported on organizations in more than 70 countries, including Britain, Russia, the United States, and China. Computers in thousands of locations have been locked by a ransomware program that demands payment to restore users' access. Many security researchers are linking the incidents together. Britain's National Health Service said the attack forced some surgeries to divert emergencies. President Trump has warned the former FBI chief, James Comey, against leaking material to the media following his sacking this week. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said Mr. Comey had better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations. A White House spokesman later declined to comment about whether Mr. Trump has been recording conversations in the Oval Office. Candidates in Iran's presidential election have clashed in a sometimes bad-tempered final television debate ahead of next week's vote. One challenger, the mayor of Tehran, accused the incumbent, Hassan Rouhani, of lying about wanting to fight corruption. President Rouhani accused his opponent of hypocrisy. Soldiers, angry over the handling of a pay dispute, have been firing into the air at military bases across the Ivory Coast. The soldiers weren't consulted before a spokesman announced that they'd dropped a demand for the payment of bonuses. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has sacked his health minister after she released official figures showing a sharp rise in child mortality and maternal deaths over the past 2 years. Venezuela is facing a serious economic crisis and a shortage of many items. BBC News.